Exclusive: Caroline Leavitt previews debate against Kamala Harris. Donald Trump is finally going to hold her accountable. By Hannah Knudsen on September 7, 2024. Former President Donald Trump is finally going to hold Vice President Kamala Harris accountable. Caroline Leavitt, the National Press Secretary for Trump's 2024 presidential campaign, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, discussing Harris's radical record ahead of Tuesday night's debate, "Kamala Harris better be ready to defend her record, not only as vice president with Joe Biden over the past 4 years, but as district attorney from San Francisco and as attorney general of California." She began, highlighting the magnitude of the things that Harris will have to defend to the American people Tuesday night. "President Trump is finally going to hold her accountable. It's been nearly 50 days since Kamala Harris has been the Democrat Party's installed nominee. She has not done a solo interview. She has not done a solo press conference, and if she thinks hiding away in the woods this weekend with her campaign team and having her allies help prep her is going to be enough to defend her disastrous record from President Trump, who has proven to be one of the best debaters in modern political history, she has another think coming," Leavitt warned, noting that Harris has flip-flopped through and through. "The American people," Leavitt continued, "do not buy into Harris's lies, explaining how her campaign is attempting to moderate Harris's overall persona just enough ahead of the election so that they'll deceive people into believing she's this moderate Democrat when she is not even close. Kamala Harris is the most far-left nominee for the Democrat Party that there's ever been in American history, and she was voted the most liberal senator in the United States. And look at the policies she has supported throughout her career. And as she said in that CNN interview, her values haven't changed," Leavitt said. "That means," she continued, "that Harris will implement a ban on fracking, which will be devastating for the more than 100,000 jobs in Pennsylvania. It will end those jobs. It will be devastating for inflation. It will increase the cost of living in this country," she said, walking through more of Harris's disastrous policies that she most certainly would implement if elected. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Caroline Leavitt, September 7, 2024. "Kamala Harris will eliminate cash bail. That's a policy she has consistently supported as her time as a DA, and also as Vice President of the United States, for violent criminals. Look at the border crisis that she has directly overseen over the past 4 years. Nearly 20 million illegal people invading our country," she said. Leavitt added greater perspective by noting, "That's more than the total population of 47 states. Many of these illegals," she continued, "have proven themselves to be murderers, rapists, and criminals. Even gang members from Venezuela," she said, referencing the apartment complex taken over in Aurora, Colorado. "The residents there are having to flee their apartment building. And these gang members that are now involved in a shooting were just released on $1,000 bond because of the sanctuary city policies that Kamala Harris has supported. And we will get 4 more years of this if Kamala Harris is elected," Leavitt warned. "She wants to turn America into a sanctuary for criminals and illegal immigrants, and it will be a nightmare for American citizens. Taxpaying, law-abiding Americans are being put last in Kamala Harris's America," she said, cautioning that this will continue if she successfully deceives the American people. Coming back to the debate, Leavitt noted that former Representative Tulsi Gabbard, who whipped Kamala on the debate stage, is on Trump's team. "She understands Kamala. She knows her record very well, and she's been an incredible teammate to President Trump as he gets ready for this debate," she said. "But look, President Trump is prepared for this debate because he prepares every day on the campaign trail, Matt. He sits down for hours-long podcast interviews with hostile hosts who aren't big fans of his. He's ready for this debate, and he takes questions directly from voters. And that's the most important audience of all," she said, adding that Trump will use it as an opportunity to highlight his record of success of securing the border, low inflation, record low interest rates and mortgage rates, and of peace around this world. Breitbart News Saturday airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.